The mission to earth. What was Jesus's mission? Well, as I said earlier, throughout this evening, throughout the carols, the songs that have been sung, throughout the readings, we have heard about Jesus's mission. Let me just pull together some of the things that we have heard about Jesus's mission. That video that we just saw said Jesus's mission to earth was costly, dangerous, and worth it. Firstly, it was costly. Jesus, John tells us in his gospel, the first reading that we had, Jesus existed before his birth in Bethlehem. He was there in the beginning. The Bible tells us he was there in glory. And yet he gave it all up to come to earth. One verse in the New Testament says this: though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. He went from riches to rags. He was born on earth in poverty. It was costly. Some years ago, the mayor of Chicago spent a day dressed as a homeless man and lived amongst the homeless people just for one day. The Chicago Tribune called that the world's greatest stoop. Well, they were, of course, wrong. Jesus, born on earth, was the greatest stoop, the greatest giving up of glory, the greatest giving up of riches, of wealth, to be poor. Jesus, God, coming to live among us, sharing our humanity, knowing what it is to live on earth with our joys and our pains. The birth of Jesus says not just that God is there, but that God came here. That he is close to us. He became one of us. As the choir sang earlier, though in the form of God and rich beyond compare, he did not stay to grasp his prize, nor did he linger there. From heights of heaven he came to this world full of sin to meet with hunger, hatred, hell, our life, our love to win. I wonder what you would be prepared to give up everything for. Wonder who you would be prepared to give up everything for. We don't find it easy, do we, to give up our comforts, our luxuries. That's why for summer holidays, I make sure that I see all the photos of the places that we're going to stay in if we go on holiday. Because I don't want to give up luxuries. I don't want to give up comfort. We find it hard to give up comfort, don't we? Jesus was prepared to give up all comfort, all riches, to be born in poverty on earth. And he did it for you and for me. The mission to earth was costly. Second, the mission to earth was dangerous. Those training to be astronauts know it is dangerous to go to space. Did you know that it was actually shown on the video? There's a plaque on the moon that astronauts on the Apollo 15 mission in 1971 left there. They left a memorial with the names of 14 astronauts and cosmonauts who up until that time had died in the exploration of space. Since then, more have died. In total, 30 astronauts and pilots have given their lives to the human spaceflight program. Going into space is dangerous. Jesus' mission to Earth was dangerous. In fact, Jesus' mission to Earth was different. It wasn't just dangerous. It was deadly. It was a deadly mission. It was a mission to die. He came to Earth knowing that's where he was going to head. He was going to head to the cross. He was on a rescue mission. But the only way to rescue us was by dying for us. That's why he came. But why did he need to die? Do you remember the angel said to Joseph that he must name the baby Jesus? Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. You see, the name Jesus means the Lord saves. Jesus' very name was about his mission to save. And the way that he was going to save was by dying. His mission was a rescue mission. The Bowlands Bells sang earlier in that wonderful song. I love that song, Mary, Did You Know? They sang, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. See, Jesus came as a rescuer. His mission, to save people from their sins. That is, from the wrong that we all are guilty of. The wrong things that we do and think and say. David Attenborough recently said that climate change is the biggest threat to this planet in thousands of years. Well, he may well be right that climate change is a massive threat. It is obviously a big problem. But when God looked at our planet, he saw an even bigger problem. The bigger problem that God saw is a problem that threatens every single person on earth. Our sin. The wrong things we do and think and say. When God looked at the world, he saw it needed saving. He saw we needed saving. He didn't send an environmentalist to tell us how to protect the planet. Nor did he send a politician to tell us how to run the country. Nor a moralist to tell us to buck our ideas up. He didn't send a doctor or a lawyer. He knew the only way we could be rescued from our sin would be if he came himself and died for us in our place, taking what we deserve. It was the mission to die. And when he died, Jesus shouted out, "It is finished." The mission to earth had been completed. The mission was successful because he hung dead on a cross. His mission took him from the manger to the cross. It was a dangerous mission. No, it was a deadly mission. The mission to earth was costly. It was dangerous. And lastly, it was worth it. With any project that you undertake, you've got to weigh up. Is it worth it? Is it worth the cost? Jesus weighed it up. Is it worth giving up everything to go to earth? Is it worth going through the excruciating agony of death? Is it worth it? He said yes. It is worth it. Why? What's the result of his mission? Well, Jesus didn't stay dead. He rose to life again after 3 days. And the result of that is summed up neatly by someone who said, Jesus left heaven to come to earth so that when we leave earth, we may go to heaven. Jesus left heaven to come to earth so that when we leave earth, we may go to heaven. In Isaiah 9, it says, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. We live in a land in the shadow of death. We live our lives in the shadow of death. But Jesus came to bring light, to bring life. You see, if we take hold of the forgiveness Jesus paid for at the cross, we can know the certainty of heaven beyond this life. In May 1987, during the Iran-Iraq War, an Iraqi plane bombed the American ship, the USS Stark. 37 Navy personnel on board were killed. One of those killed was 34-year-old Chief Petty Officer Stephen Kisser, who was a Christian. His wife, also a Christian, said, "I don't have to mourn or wear black because I know my husband is in heaven. I'm happy because I know he is better off." She and their 5-year-old son sent a letter and a New Testament to the pilot of the Iraqi plane addressed to the men who attacked the Stark, Dad's ship, in the hope that it will show that even the son and the wife do not hold any grudge and are at the same time praying for the one who took the life of the father and husband. God wants us all to have the same certainty of eternal life that she had. It says in John chapter 3, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." If we will trust in Jesus, we can have life forever. Jesus looked at the mission to earth, the costly mission, the dangerous mission, and said, "Yes, it is worth it," so that all who put their trust in him might live with God forever. Well, Jesus came on that costly, dangerous mission for you and me, and I hope that you would want to find out more about Jesus, just as Max Pudney did before he went to university, that you'd want to ask your questions, raise your objections. I said before that I would say how you could find out more. Would you, if you look under your chair, we've put three things under your chair, and don't worry, none of them are dangerous. So if you'd look under your chair, you'll find three things. You'll find a little booklet, a card, and a pen. Would you look now and just pick them up for me? Now, the little booklet you should find is called So This Is Christmas. If you happen not to have anything, then there are more spares at the back. But there's this little booklet, So This Is Christmas. Would you just put that straight in your pocket or in your handbag or somewhere where you'll take it home? That's a little gift from us. And it's a wonderful little booklet which just explains a bit more. I think it's a great little booklet explaining how Jesus can make a difference to us every day. The other things that you'll have... That's all right, Hillary. I think that's okay. I think people can grab them at the back. That's fine. The other thing that you've got under your chair is these things. Now, you can ignore these if you want to. But this is just, these are here so that if you want to, you can fill this out and let us know that you'd like to know more about the Christianity Explored course. So if you want to find out more, use the pen and put your name on the card and contact number or some way of contacting you, and just tick the box Christianity Explored if you'd like to find out more about that. There is no pressure, you don't have to fill it out, but if you would like to, if you want to find out more about Christianity, then do so. And I'm going to give you a moment to do it right now, because I know if you're anything like me, you might think, yes, oh, that would be a great thing to do, and then you think, I'll do it later, and then Christmas Day will come along, and you'll forget about it, and it won't happen. So I'm going to give you just a moment now. If you don't want to do it, that's fine. Just talk with the person next to you and say how fantastic the service has been. Good. Well, if you have filled that out, I'm not going to give you too long to do it. Your name can't be that long. But if you have filled it out, there's a box at the back that you can put it in. It's a box at the back, to the back on your left as you go out. Don't put it in just yet. But as you leave, as you head out, it's a box that's wrapped in wrapping paper. So it's like a little gift. So it's like you're giving us a little gift. There you go. If you want to fill it out, put it in the box at the back. That would be great. And someone would get in touch with you. If you want to come along and you just want to do one session and after that you go, you know what, I don't want to do any more, that's fine. We won't chase you. And if when we give you a call, you say, you know what, actually, I don't want to come along, that's fine. We're not going to chase you. But if you want to find out more, just fill that out and put it in the box at the back. Great. Well, Jesus' mission to earth was costly, dangerous, and worth it. And we're going to finish our carol service by singing one last carol. So would you stand and we will sing together.